We have coming up next year, one, two, three, four, let's see what I got here. We have five sound bites from a pro-Clinton preacher. His name is the Reverend James David Manning, and he preaches at the ATLA AH Worldwide Church in Harlem. This is now on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. And as I warned you prior to the conclusion of the last hour, this is rough stuff. This is really, really rough stuff. But this is something I think we all need to learn and expose ourselves to, because we're being told that we are ignorant when it comes to the traditions and the context of the dynamics, if you will, of the traditional black church in America. So it's just another example of what's going on a black church. This is in Harlem. The Reverend James David Manning, a pro-Hillary pastor.
Obama is a Mac Daddy. Obama pimps white women and black women. He got started. You didn't notice him till he brought out those big-chested white women with their tight t-shirts and their short pants. That's what a pimp does. Oh, come on. You don't get your campaign started with a big-chested white woman. She must be a 54D, double D, and a pair of shorts on. That's what started his campaign. He put his name on two big 54Ds. Obama, that's where you first saw his name. That's the first place I saw it, on two great big old He's a Mac Daddy. He pimps white women and black women. Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy. I haven't trashed Obama. His African in heat father went a whoring after a trashy white woman. He was born trash. I said he was born trash. I didn't trash him. I'm speaking the truth about him. Now, once again, I am a diplomat, but I'm not a compromiser. I got a word in my mouth. I said I got the word of God in my mouth, and God's not afraid of Obama or anybody else, or Ted Kennedy or that little Caroline or anybody else.
All right, this is from February 16th of 2008. I told you this is rough stuff. Now, if you watch the video, if you watch the video, they've put together the Obama girl in the shorts and the t-shirt and so forth that Reverend James David Manning here is talking about. Here's the next bite.
He gave $250 million to this community. Up came all the new stores, restaurants, financing for condos. All of this happened, made this for you, and now you're trashing him. Now, I'm not making these statements because I'm supportive of Bill Clinton. When he was doing that, I told you about him. Just like I'm speaking about this long-legged freak called Obama, I told you about Bill Clinton. A man that has built your home the way this home has been, and now you are trashing him and his wife after he's given you all of what he's given to you from a man you have no idea what he's going to do. And the reason why you're doing it is not because of honor and integrity, but simply because he got a black face. But I told you, he also got a white mama. You hypocrite, you. You spineless, you know what? You don't have enough sense to poke piss out of a boot, and you're talking about Obama as your president. You're despicable. No honor. No integrity. Well, I'm not in favor of Bill Clinton, but if a man has done for you as much as he has done, and then for you to trash him the way you are trashing him, makes you less than a maggot. But that's how black men are. They don't have anything. Again, black men don't have a pot to piss in, nor a window to throw it out of, and they're looking for Obama to give them more irresponsibility. And unaccountability.
Oh my. This is painful to listen to. This is happening in church in Harlem last February 16th. The Reverend James David Manning, who is a pro-Clinton pastor, I don't know, will Hillary now be forced to have to defend this guy? I don't know if he's on her advisory committee or not. I told you this was rough stuff. But, you know, we're being told to ignore Reverend Wright here. Not about Reverend Wright. Not about Reverend Wright. We don't understand what goes on. We don't understand the history and historical experiences and so forth and so on. And I'm here to tell you that listening to all this stuff, I will agree. I don't get it. Don't understand it. The next bite, Reverend James David Manning in Harlem goes after affirmative action.
They're looking for the easy way out. They're pimps and players. Black men, that's who they are. And black women are player lovers. That's why you go to the churches that you go to. You're player lovers. Rather than people of integrity, people of honor, you are the weakest people on the planet. And you have the audacity to accept affirmative action, which says that you are not as qualified as someone else, and you made it a law. You have accepted affirmative action and grinned and held parties to celebrate when the white man says, we'll make a law similar to the Dred Scott decision that says that you are not as qualified as others because of racism and slavery. Therefore, what is required of a white race is not required of you. And you have applauded affirmative action. You are ignorant. You are despicable through and through.
He's talking to his own congregation here. Now, some people might agree with that. Some people might think he's got a point here, talking to his flock regarding affirmative action. Now he, I think, in this next bite, uses the word that Don Imus was fired for using.
I am the voice crying in the wilderness of planet Earth to the black faces. Return and repent, saith the Lord of hosts, of your wicked doings. I got this word from God. It's in my mouth. The future of you African and African American people is in my mouth. It's not in your hand, it's in my mouth. And I don't have to compromise with not one of you nappy head people. The word of God is in my mouth. Your health is in my mouth. Your ability to eat bread is in my mouth. If I don't speak, you don't eat. The word of God is in my mouth.
The Reverend James David Manning of Harlem here in a sermon, February 16, 2008, a pro-Clinton preacher who has had some very unkind things to say about a Barack Obama in our early first soundbite. I wonder, this is probably going to irritate some people, but I'm beginning to think maybe now I understand why liberals do not want American history taught in schools. They'd rather it be taught by preachers, be they Reverend Wright. Hey, and if some of you are cringing over this, and I can imagine I'm using my empathy here. Some of you, what, Rush, why are you playing? Well, I've told you why we're playing it. If you're cringing over this, did you cringe over Jeremiah Wright? Look, we heard Jeremiah Wright. Everybody started making excuses. We got to understand the rage. Well, this guy is filled with his own form of rage, and he's preaching it to the flock. Now, the difference, this guy is fully able and willing to insult his flock in his own way. Jeremiah Wright is, I guess, doing so in a different manner. Back now to the big finish, and we return with James David Manning to Barack Obama.
I'm here to speak the word of God. I don't have to compromise with you. You've been in this country a slave for 500 years, and you're still marching and complaining that you don't have anything. After 500 years, there must be something deficient about your intellectual strength. There must be something deficient about your God to let you be on the bottom as long as you're on the bottom. And 2 years from now, Mexicans are going to be running your life and writing your paycheck. If I don't stand up, I'm your last hope. After me, there'll be no hope. Farrakhan didn't get it for you. Barack is an emissary of the devil.
And we'll take a brief time out and be back and continue after this.